Well, hold it. Stop the dial right there. You've reached the 100-watt wonder, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carborough.
Now I'm coming through on the mics.
Yes, you got to turn them on, Audrey.
I think I had them on and went and turned them off. I was in such a hurry. Anyway, you're listening to the West End Report, as you just heard. And this is WCOM's own Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock news report. Brought to you by Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carborough, 27510. And if you want to learn more about their real estate services, go to communityrealtync.com or call 919-932-1990. We're here with Jackie and Catherine tonight. But before I turn everything over to them, I'm going to give you the happy news about the weather. It's like 91 degrees out right now. Tonight's low is going to be 67, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms. And cross your fingers and hope we get them, because it doesn't look like it tonight.
Yeah, it cools things down a little bit when it rains.
Tomorrow, 92. Low 67. Sunday, 95.
Oh, man.
Low 70. Monday, 96.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
And then Tuesday, 95. So we've got sunny, hot weather for the next couple of days. Not much wind or breeze to cool things off. Little hint of rain, maybe, but it's time to go into the cool caves and turn the shades down.
Summer, okay, North Carolina. Guys.
It's all yours. What's going on? We've got an art weekend anyway. We've got plenty to do that can...
An art weekend?
Well, you're going to tell us all about what's going on.
I can do that. There's not a lot tonight, but I'll tell you what's out there.
Okay.
We ready?
Ready, go.
Yeah, that sent it there. Okay. It sounded like I was wearing earmuffs or something. Okay, sounds better now.
It's your ears.
I think it's the controller, Audrey.
Not me. Nothing. Never.
Okay, let's start with the Art Center, 300 East Main Street. I get all this information from these guys' websites, so blame them if it's wrong. ArtCenterLive.org. There's nothing happening at the Art Center tonight, but tomorrow at 11 a.m. is All the Same Web. All the Same Web. Presented by Rags to Riches. All the Same Web revolves around two young people who think his, her family stories are the best. Join us on our journey through these tales and the young people as the young people try to solve the mystery of how these stories relate to each other. And there's something else going on over there tomorrow night. It's I forgot to copy and paste. It's Lisa
Ujanek
and the
I don't know what her group
the
is.
The Ukraine called. Something.
Something like
they're really good.
Oh, I've heard them many times.
Yeah, I've heard them too. But Lise, I think, is her name. But anyway, that's tomorrow night at 8, I think. But check artcenterlive.org. I know some folks that sing with her sometimes and play with her sometimes. At the Art Center, in the Art Center's main gallery, it features Amanda Barr. Summer Rock, from July 1st through July 31st. Sculptures and mixed media collages. Fun, interactive art about the summer, rock, fun, sea monsters, and innocence. And in the East End Gallery is Alan Deemer's photography. At the Carborough Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarborough.org, there's nothing this evening, but tomorrow night is contra dancing from 7 to 11:30. And the art at the Century Center is Glowy Herbert Dine and Anne Randolph Herbert. Delightful Lawlessness. That's an aunt and her niece. At Carborough Town Hall and Commons, 301 West Main Street, townofcarborough.org. On Saturday is the really, really free market from 1:30 to 4:30. And from 6 to 8 is the Community Hula Hoop Jam with live music. I think this is one of the many events that may start happening at the town hall now that at the town commons now that there's no fees for that space.
On
has
Sunday
that been
mm-hmm.
that's been decided well, on Sunday?
Yeah. Well, this is actually tomorrow though.
Right. Tomorrow, uh-huh. Saturday, it's there.
Right. And then I was reading where the High Mom Film Festival is having an event up there on July 14th, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to have a screening up there, which is really cool.
All right.
And I hope that this does encourage people to use that space, because it's seriously underused most mm-hmm. of the time when it's not the farmer's market or the free market. And it's a great space that we have all paid for as taxpayers in Carrboro,
right.
So we should be using it. And now the town is enabling that, so I just think it's great.
So that's all been settled.
Yeah, it's all been settled.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And the art at the Carrboro Town Hall is Amy Richards' new paintings. Acrylic paintings explore the shapes and colors of contemporary little girls' play sets, comparing and contrasting the emotions evoked by these toys, both as a child and now as an adult. And that goes on through July 29th. At Cat's Cradle, 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com. Tonight at 7:30 is Bowling for Soup, Melee, Quiet Drive, and Army of Freshmen. And that show starts at 7:30. It's a big lineup.
Bowling for Soup?
Yes, my daughter's actually going to that concert tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. And at DSI Comedy Theater at Carmel, DSIComedyTheater.com. Friday at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat. Saturday at 5 is Comedy Sports for Kids. At 7:30 is Comedy Sports. And at 9:30 is Best Show Ever. And at McDougall Schools, Into the Future, an exhibit by young artists, curated by Alex O'Connor, June 16th through October 21st. This exhibition is a collaboration between the Carrboro Branch Library's Arts Program and the After School Immersion Program at the Arts Center in Carrboro. Young artists created art based on the theme transportation, past, present, and future. At NC Crafts Gallery at 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, Leslie Goodrich of Asheville creates mixed media with wood, metal, painting, and found objects. And she has the whole gallery this month. That's both front and back. Usually they have two separate.
That is unusual.
Yeah. But her work looks pretty interesting. At Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, is Renee Trimmel. Scratchboard drawings of birds, bats, and botanicals. And at Open Eye Cafe, 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com, the art is local artist Jennifer Hutchins. Jennifer captures serene and beautiful landscapes in oil paintings. These are quiet reflections of the artist's own travels. And in the back gallery is Maggie Grace. And tonight at 8 p.m. at Open Eye is David Martin. Singer-songwriter David Martin is a college graduate and vocational dropout. After a brief stint at a real job, after finishing at the University of Iowa, the Illinois native packed up the car and started playing shows. He is now touring the country behind his recently released album, Bottom 80. And tomorrow night at 8 p.m. is Miss Tess, Cabaret. The voice of a different era, says the Boston Globe. Picture the soul of Bessie Smith, the allure of Tom Waits, and the swing of Dan Hicks, all encompassed into one young singer and guitarist. Boy, that's a pretty impressive.
Yeah, yes.
That's some lineup.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All in one person.
Uh-huh.
Sounds worthwhile. That's tomorrow night at 8 at Open Eye. And at Paget Station, 401 East Main Street, pagetstation.com. The art this month is photographer, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Timur, T-I-M-U-R, Hammond. And at Panzanella at Carmel, panzanella.com, the art exhibit is Brushes with Life, Art, Artist, and Mental Illness. This runs through July 29th. The name of this exhibit is also the name of the patient art gallery at the UNC Neurosciences Hospital. It is part of the Schizophrenia Treatment and Evaluation Program at UNC, which provides inpatient and outpatient care of people dealing with psychotic symptoms or illnesses. The gallery features artwork and poetry from STEP inpatients, clinic outpatients, and clients of Club Nova, a local clubhouse for the mentally ill. At Wutini at Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, wutini.com, is Little Who of What? New prints by the Little Friends of Printmaking. J.W. and Melissa Buchanan, a husband and wife team of artists and designers based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, screen print work, pulsating with eye, scratching color, and bristling with humor. This has earned them an international reputation as an exciting new voice in art and design. What are you fooling with over there, Audrey?
All of a sudden,
the sound keeps changing in my ear.
Well, it did in my ear, too. That's why I turned around to see what's going on the board, but nothing is, so...
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I'm almost done here.
I'm going to throw one in, if I may.
Okay.
At the end.
Okay. Wait your turn, Catherine. I'm almost done. I'm down to Weaver
She's
Street
so
Market.
She's so bossy. I am bossy.
So my kids tell me that all the time. Weaver Street Market, Jazz on the Lawn, weaverstreetmarket.com. Sunday, July 8th, 11 to 1, is Chris Reynolds Swingin' Jazz, just like the name sounds. And the Carrboro Music Festival is accepting applications until July 20th. The Carrboro Film Festival will be happening on November 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. Orange County residents, make a movie. Submissions are due by September 20th. And the Carrboro Art Committee is in search of a new Carrboro Poet Laureate, which is why Catherine is here joining us tonight. And the deadline for that is September 15th. The Poet Laureate will be introduced and will read their selected poem at the West End Poetry Weekend on October 13th and 14th, 2007. Now you can tell us what you have.
We went to a performance last night. There's one tonight and one tomorrow night, both at 8:30 in the Campus Y on UNC campus. Hmm. The Grimble Dance Collective. This is led by young Garth Grimble, last year graduated from East Chapel Hill High School.
Oh, wow.
He and eight of his East Chapel Hill alums have reunited over their college spring break to put this dance collective together. And an hour-long performance that knocked our socks off.
Oh, that's so cool.
Suggested donation, $5.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
We've got the dance festival over in Durham. This rivals that.
Really?
We were thrilled.
Wow. And it's at the Y?
Campus Y, right there.
Campus Y, okay.
It's next door to Memorial Auditorium.
Right, right. And it's tonight and tomorrow night?
Tonight and tomorrow night at 8:30.
Wow, great.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. So now we're going to talk about something else. The Carrboro Poet Laureate. Do you have anything, Audrey? She's still over there fussing with those. I feel like I'm deaf in one ear or something. The sound is...
Well, it's, you know, everybody has different voices,
yeah,
and these mics are different as well. So it's sometimes I have to adjust. And as people move back, like I'll sit back sometime, then all of a sudden I'm losing
You're
it over
air.
Here. So, I'm on the air.
Okay.
Right.
The Carrboro Poet Laureate. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Do let's.
Okay. It's been how many years ago? Four? Five? Do you remember?
Five.
And right now we're on our third.
This
right?
is our third.
Right. And the reason I asked Catherine to join us tonight
well,
is...
Well, we need a our fourth.
Yeah, we're working on a fourth.
Yes.
Years ago, eons and ages ago, when Jay Bryan came up with this idea for a Carrboro Poet Laureate, it was Catherine who facilitated the process. She decided who would be the judge and how it would work and came up with a process that has served us well the last several years, and we're using it again this year. And that is that, what you tell.
Well, it's the same, only different now than it was in the very beginning. It's really easy as pie. It was Mike Chitwood who judged our first Poet Laureate. I don't like to call it a competition, and more on that later, mm-hmm. but Mike Chitwood was the judge of the six applicants we had for Carrboro's first Poet Laureate. This was in '01, I believe. In fact, it was '02. It was
02.
Yes, because the theme...
No, it was before that.
No, because... Let's fight.
You're on the air.
The theme was Independence Day, and it was the first Independence Day after 9/11. There was a lot of... Does that work for you?
You know what? I think you are right, because I remember Kate...
Love Lady
got up and recited a poem at the 5,000 Flowers reception.
Yes.
I think you're right. That was 2002, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Which would make it 5 years.
Right. And so Kate was the person who won the first time around.
Yeah.
And tell them the rules, how you set it up.
It's blind judging. Now, one thing that worked then, apparently has been dispensed with since then, is that we had a theme, Independence Day.
Yeah, we don't have a theme anymore.
We don't have a theme anymore. The thinking being that that poet laureate, the first one, was going to be introduced and debut on Independence Day.
Right.
And the poet laureate would be expected, under ideal circumstances, to make a thematic contribution, more than one, in the course of his or her term as laureate, whether it's a reception or a special occasion or a holiday. The poet laureate would write a poem consistent with that occasion.
Right.
And that worked. Mm-hmm. And it gave the applicants, an assignment similar to what they would have in the future.
Right.
It's a blind judging. I knew who the poets were. Mike Chitwood, the judge, did not. We sent him the poems with a title and a number. And when Mike was finished judging, which he did just practically overnight, he called and told me the number of the poem that he had chosen.
Mm-hmm. And that worked.
It did.
Yeah, that's the best
and
way.
And it's still actually working. The current poet laureate is Todd Sandvik, and he has written some really good poems. He's done a really cool thing while he's been in his office or whatever appointment. He just randomly mails people in Carborough poems. He looks through the phone book and...
Isn't that neat?
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's great.
And writes a poem and puts it in an envelope and sends it to somebody in Carborough. That's what he's done.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what he chose to do as his,
That's his thing.
Yeah. But when Mike Nelson left, when he stepped down as mayor, we asked Todd to write a poem, and he wrote a beautiful poem.
Oh, my God. It was
called Leaves,
Leaves,
I think.
And he performed it.
It was great. It really was. Because part of the poem was, he's talking about the leaves falling down outside, but he's always also talking about, and the wind blowing them, but he's also talking about Mike leaving.
Right.
Leaves. It was just great. It really was. So now we're looking for somebody to replace him. And the reason for the time change basically was because initially there was the Carborough Poetry Festival, which fell in June. And it all did fall in, the Poetry Festival and then the announcement of the Poet Laureate. But it doesn't look as though the Poetry Festival is going to revive this year. It went down last year, I think. Patrick did it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. It's a big job, too.
Yeah, it's a big job.
So
rather than the Carborough Poetry Festival, as it was known, the town Recreation and Parks Department has started this West End Poetry Weekend, which is designed to bring poets together just like the Poetry Festival is.
Mm-hmm.
They just gave it a different name because Patrick already had the name and they didn't want to, step on anybody's feet there. So they are, and therefore we moved it. We moved everything back to coincide with this West End Poetry Weekend when it will be announced. But I do think it's important to start talking about it now because we all know that as soon as you turn around, it's September, and people will say, well, I didn't hear anything about this. I didn't know anything about
mm-hmm,
that, So everybody out there, we're looking for a new Carborough Poet Laureate.
But what are their obligations? I mean, just do something, but...
Just once in a while, somebody from the town or from one of the volunteer committees will get in touch with them, like dog park dedication, like when mm-hmm. the mayor stepped down.
An outgoing reception or a retirement.
Right. Just different occasions like that.
They will write appropriate.
Yeah. We'll get in touch. Well, and the mural that was painted over is a perfect example.
Oh, the perfect
uh-huh.
example.
Yeah. Where we had to revamp the mural because there were a bunch of business names on it. So, Catherine, tell your solution to that problem.
Yeah, though I was on the Appearance Commission by then, and the Appearance Commission was the bad guy, uh-huh. saying that the mural was out of compliance with the sign ordinance.
Right.
It was very blatantly.
Okay.
Normally, it's easier to get forgiveness than permission.
Yes.
But No, not in this case. Not in this case. It would have set a bad precedent. I had the idea as an appearance commissioner to paint over the offending squares in the mural, which is a quilt design, with poetry.
Oh.
And Patrick Heron came to the rescue with a poem that I believe we needed 32.
It was 32 words.
Uh-huh.
32 words or chunks.
See? Right.
I know this because it was actual words because when the mural got painted over, all this came up again, and I read the poem again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which is the only it has appeared in print for the first time since the mural was painted over.
Mm-hmm.
It was never printed before. Uh-huh. You had to go and look at the mural. And the way the art committee managed it was to number the squares so you knew what word followed.
It was like a puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. So that wasn't a poem in each square.
Each offending square with a business name got painted over.
With a word.
A number got painted on it with a word. And then you put all the words together.
And all the time I walked past that and looked at it and admired it, I never knew
what
I was supposed to
be doing.
It was
a great poem. It was called "I Am Not a Wall." Yeah.
Whoa.
Seeing that nobody knew. Who knew? Well, some people knew.
The story got told again after the mural was painted on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's recent history.
Go try to read it now. You'll really have a hard time.
It's also an example, you people. When I was talking a little while ago about, you know, it's not a contest. The Poet Laureate application process is not a contest. I mean, it feels like one.
Uh-huh.
And somebody feels like a winner.
Right.
When the judge picks their piece. But it's a commitment. You have to...
That's
you
true.
You have to be prepared to make a commitment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't think you're going to write one poem and be named the Poet Laureate and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Because you will be called upon. It might not be, but once or twice a year. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But and you know, each person has done something. I'm not sure Kate did anything.
Kate didn't do anything.
But Patrick started the poetry.
Well, she was the first. That's what she did.
Kate was the first. She did write one more poem. And it was at the dedication of the big clock on the Century Center.
And she wrote the one for the 5,000 flowers, too.
Right.
As well as the July 4th one that won her the...
that won her the...
appointment.
But she spent the whole year in New York.
That's what Kerberos does to you, I guess.
Oh, dear.
Maybe she retreated back here.
So, you know, in the application that I've looked at it today to refresh my memory, the old application asked for a lot of biographical information and promises that the judge would never see. So the applicants, several of them that we've seen, you know, have written pages and pages.
Oh, God.
Remember? of how much they love Carver and what a great laureate they would be. And, you know, how willing to serve they are. Because there was a question on there saying, you know, how will you conduct your term? And but the judge would never see that. And they were campaigning, you know.
A campaign literature.
Well, and it just so happened that, you know, Patrick got chosen for the second one. And he was one who really wrote a novel about what he wanted to do in Carborough. But that didn't go to the judge.
Let's just
call
it an
epistle. Only the poem went to the judge. But it was good that, you know...
It was very good, because once we knew who we had...
Yeah.
We knew who it was.
Right. And he really did a lot of good stuff with, you know, creating the...
And this is the first I've ever heard about Todd Sandvik's activity.
Yeah, he's been doing that ever since he got... That was his little...
That's marvelous.
...contribution.
Oh, let's tell Kirk Ross about that or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
An outgoing Poet Laureate story.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
The other thing, can I keep going?
Yeah, we've got a couple more minutes.
A willingness to perform. Because the laureate is going to perform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't just write the poem. You have to get up there and read it at the event also.
Mm-hmm. And that we were talking about Todd Sandvik's performance of Mike's Going Away.
That was a great piece. It really was a great.
It was theater. It wasn't just poetry. It was theater.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of people... myself included, I don't write poetry to read. I don't write poetry at all, first of all. Mm-hmm. But when I dabble in it, and I started one for this laureate search. Mm-hmm. I'm not a poet, but I had an idea.
Right.
And it's not something I would want to people to hear.
You're right.
The words look really good on the page, but it wasn't written for the ear.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think sometimes in writing, when you move to write a piece of poetry, it's for a lot of people, it's a way of expressing emotions that they need to express in some way.
But don't
and
necessarily
it is very private.
Want to
yes,
I don't share want, it with the rest
exactly.
of the world.
These are for public consumption.
Right. Okay, well.
Well, everybody go out there and start writing some poetry.
Write some poetry and...
stay indoors in the shade and write poetry for the next couple of days until it cools off. That's
now
a good
that,
idea.
That September 15th deadline feels very comfortable today on July the 6th.
Yeah, it does.
But let's be sure to stress that...
Or what you were saying, it goes fast.
The time goes fast.
I mean, we're heading up into, when I think of the things that need to be accomplished in July, and then once it's August, to me,
yeah,
it's already
Yeah, that's only a couple of months away, you know?
Yeah,
get to work, y'all. And if anybody out there has anything that they want, any events or anything that's going on the weekend, art-related, send them to me, jackie@carbo.com, and I will read them off for you. Free of charge.
Yay.
Thank you for coming, Catherine.
But that's non-commercial stuff because we're non-profit.
Yeah. All the stuff, I mean, you know.
I'm just telling them.
Event stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, everybody. Remember, Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30, West End Report, the local news. And goodbye. We'll be back next Friday and have a great weekend.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carrboro Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carrboro's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carrboro. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish, French, and many other languages to translations and provide interpreters. Our website is chi-cle.com. 933-0398. Hablamos Español. And listen to WCOM.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM. WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Están escuchando a 103.FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Thanks for listening to our station.